Prime Time replay from Money FM 89.3. Career 360, hosted by Howie Lim and Bernard Lim, only on Money FM 89.3.
Thanks for staying with us here on Money FM 89.3. While Singapore ranks highly as one of the easiest places to do business in Asia, it also stands to benefit from greater digitalization in its accounting and tax sector. This according to a new Global Business Complexity Index accounting and tax report by TMF Group, a leading provider of international business administration support services.
So how resistant has this sector been to digitalization and why? And what's been holding it back from stepping into the future? Well, we speak to Yeo Hui Yin, Director of Accounting and Tax at the TMF Singapore. Well, Hui Yin, welcome to the show. What are some of the key insights from TMF Group's Global Complexity Index report?
Well, Singapore ranks as one of the easiest places to do business in Asia. Mm-hmm. It stands to benefit from greater digitization in the accounting and tax sector.
Okay.
Right. So Singapore is actually one of the minority jurisdictions in Asia Pacific mm-hmm. where it is not compulsory to issue tax invoices electronically. And
so then how do we do it? Paper?
Yeah.
Still paper.
That's right.
Oh,
yeah. Quite a significant number of companies in Singapore are still issuing tax invoices manually via mm-hmm. paper.
Mm. Mm. Yes. And that, of course, I think affects our competitiveness.
Exactly.
In the business sector, right?
That's right.
Okay.
That's right. As we move along with digitization, especially in accounting work, a lot of the applications has gone developed to be able to pick up the optical recognition part of the documents, the supporting documents, mm-hmm. in order to have them posted into the system automatically. Mm. So by having invoices, for example, to be issued manually, that actually impedes and slows down the entire process.
Right.
And that would involve a lot of manual intervention, like having people keying in data entry, mm-hmm. putting in transactions manually. Yeah, so in this manner, this is not actually helping businesses to speed up in terms of processing and accuracy in their reporting.
What might help? Regulating it? Surely not.
What we actually observe is that with a bit of legislation, it should help by putting some positive impact onto the businesses to encourage them to really take up, to digitize their processes. And that should actually move this process faster.
Mm.
Yeah.
So before legislation can hit, why do you think companies are resistant to do this? Because I'm sure they would appreciate not having to put pen to paper anymore and that sort of thing, right?
That's right. That's right. I would think that businesses are actually, they are encouraged. Actually, they would prefer to implement, or to have digitization as part of their business processes.
But
what we have felt actually from the accounting and tax professions in Singapore, we mm-hmm. observe that one of the challenges is more of the people, the users, because they fear of digitization. The fear of being replaced by technology.
Mm. Oh, dear.
Yeah, so this is important that we have the people changing their mindset in order for digitization to be successful.
But I'm sure someone who's spent, several years in the university becoming an accountant wouldn't want to just be data entry.
Exactly.
You want to be performing at a higher level, obviously. So
that's right.
It's odd to hear that they might think that their data entry skills would cause them to lose their jobs. What about some other noteworthy trends affecting business complexity in the accounting and tax sector, Hui Yin?
The other aspects would be the slow adoption of digital technologies, in the aspect of the artificial intelligence, the blockchain, and also cloud computing. So cloud computing has become increasingly popular, but the blockchain and the artificial intelligence is something which is probably not too common now in Singapore.
I imagine that's not too surprising. If they don't want to digitalize, let alone expect them to use AI and blockchain, right?
Right.
How is TMF's group's Global Complexity Index relevant to organizations? Can you tell us more?
The report actually analyzes the key accounting and tax practices and trends across 76 jurisdictions globally. So this report is one of the first three in our new series of studies by the TMF Group. So it's developed based on statistically weighted data and also qualitative research by local market experts globally. So the need for comparable standards of reporting has become paramount because of the growth in the number, reach and size of multinational companies. Hence, the report determines the level of complexity faced by the multinational businesses as they look to understand and operate in other countries.
Where are we amongst these 76 jurisdictions, Hu Yin?
In terms of the ease of having a business in Asia.
Pretty high, I understand.
Yeah, that's
but
right.
Say, that's right. Digitalization within the accounting and tax sector.
Yes, so we are somewhere in the 40% in the as compared to the rest of the jurisdiction in Asia-Pac.
How dire is it to be in the 40-some range, given that the pace of change is so quick these days, the need to stay competitive is so imperative given global headwinds, for example, economic headwinds?
There have been a lot of efforts by the government, actually, in terms of encouraging businesses to digitize. And this actually helps in also pushing businesses to move along with the changes in technology. And I do understand that there has been a lot of campaigns going on. So that helps as well.
Well, according to a report by TMF, Singapore could do more in terms of digitization.
Yeah.
So how can an organization help their employees to adopt digitization in the industry?
You talked about users being resistant, right?
Yes, a lot of education in terms of letting the users understand the importance of digitization, because that could relate or translate to more effectiveness and efficiency and productiveness in work.
How do you think the organizations can then maybe assuage the fear that some employees feel that they'll be replaced?
The organizations can look into reskilling and upskilling the employees with other skill sets that will help them to give more value add to their roles and responsibilities.
And we're talking to Yeo Wee In, Director of Accounting and Tax at TMF Singapore. And tell us, what about some of the challenges, in effecting digitization in the accounting and tax sector? What are some of the challenges?
Beyond people, do one.
Yeah, exactly.
Right, was the biggest thing that you mentioned earlier.
That's right. So I've also mentioned previously in terms of Singapore being like one of the minority jurisdiction in Asia-Pac that is not actually in issuing invoices electronically. So this is also one of the the factors that is affecting digitization in Singapore.
So that sounds like step one, though, making it mandatory.
That's right.
So as digitalization, though, Hui Yin, and new tech blur traditional sectoral lines and revolutionizes the economic landscape, how can employees in the industry redefine their value add to businesses? Earlier you talked about possibly employers needing to send them to upskill and reskill on their own. What could they do as well?
They can also really find
get
out
with
and,
the program
to understand,
right?
Yeah, that's right. There are lots of programs and training programs that courses that are available currently, which will help them to understand better how digitization can help them.
What other measures can the accounting and tech sector adopt to develop into a global accounting hub?
Right. What the accounting and tax sector can actually improve their reputation on the world stage is to align themselves with rigorous international standards that will improve transparency and also openness.
Will that include maybe one day making it mandatory for invoices to be electronic?
It could be the case because...
Are there signs that it might happen just yet here in Singapore?
In fact, way back in May 2018, the government in Singapore has actually adopted the Pan-European Public Procurement Online, which is in short called the PEPPO. So this is Singapore's first Asian, as a first Asian country to implement an electronic invoicing standard based on one that is similar in Europe.
Right.
However, I do understand that take-up rate is not that high yet at the moment. Yeah, but recently there was a campaign that has been launched on the papers just last week.
Still sounds like you've got to make it mandatory before anyone will take heed, right?
I'm afraid so,
yes. Yeo Hui Yin, Director of Accounting and Tax at TMF Singapore. Today we've been talking about their new Global Business Complexity Index, Accounting and Tax Report by the TMF Group. Hui Yin, thank you so much.
Thank you.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg. or download the SBH Radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.